The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Monday. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We're the Old School crew, brought to you the new school way. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. Locations 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 168th and Maple. We got a great segment here. I was getting excited. We got a special guest. We have Kathy Martinez. Before we get into what we got going on, I got to give you credit. The patience of Job? Is that it? Right. We were just talking about one of our colleagues, but we won't tell who's because me and Austin have something up our sleeves. Owning your own daycare since 1993.
Correct. It'll be 32 years. This May.
Yeah. I mean, that is commendable. Obviously, doing something that is very, very selfless. That's number one. But number two is you got to give a ton of credit for it and all the other accomplishments. You've had one I also was looking at that you're on the governor's advisory committee.
Yes, right? I served on Governor Heineman, Governor Ricketts, and now Governor Pillen's advisory committee for developmental disabilities.
Yeah. And so Kathy Martinez runs the show at AFN, Autism Family Network. And obviously they have their Capital City Autism Run April 12th. We'll give you all the information, but it's 8 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. Get your shoes on and get running. And it's the 10th annual, right? It's the 10th annual, and it's rocking annual through the decade.
Correct. And you can come in costume in your favorite decade. Hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We could dress up like pig.
What is the favorite decade? What decade are you dressing up as, Kathy?
Well, whatever one the pig is, right? Because of our buddy.
Well, we'll see. We know Jay's stuck in the 90s. And that's all he ever talks about.
I'm more of an 80s kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big hair band.
Yeah. Yeah. I like 80s. Little Rick James. Yeah.
I see it.
Yeah. So Kathy, once again, we'll tweet out the website, getmeregistered.com/runforautism5k. Get registered by March 29th to get a free t-shirt as well. Appreciate you coming down. Obviously, we're going to obviously get all of our listeners or as many as we can out there, then obviously to also donate if they can't.
And we're accepting sponsorships as well.
Right. And what levels of sponsorship do you have?
They range from 150 to 5,000.
Ooh, that's good.
So it's a broad range. So you can come in at any level that you'd like.
Yeah. I think we could make something happen here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take around the, since we were talking about Pius the 10th, right? Kathy, if you don't know, I have a, affinity for Pius the 10th.
I did not know
because of our colleague.
Oh, okay.
Affinity is a certainly a choice of words.
Yeah, I'm being nice. But it's only because if I Googled Pius the 10th, white kid, he would come out. So no offense.
Okay.
I'm just saying we will make sure that we have a sponsorship here, courtesy of the 937 The Ticket.
We appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
Give us some more details about what all goes into the run. How excited you are. Obviously, I've seen you do your work. I've seen you down at with the Lincoln Police Department trying to advise and help them when they do come in contact. I thought that was one of the best, one of the coolest days where you're able to go up and kind of teach them how to police or approach or, more importantly, de-escalate. Mm-hmm. And recognize some of the intricacies of somebody with autism. Can you talk about that as well?
Sure. We try to find the gaps and barriers in the autism community And one of those is, if a person with autism is approached by law enforcement, how would they respond and how would law enforcement respond to that individual? And would they recognize the disability? Because autism's considered sort of a invisible disability because obviously it's not a physical issue. It's more of a cognitive impairment. And so we do work with Lincoln Police Department to recognize those signs. We also co-present a program called Project Lifesaver for Lincoln, where it helps people that engage in elopement and wandering behaviors stay safe. And we provide those individuals with tracking bracelets. So if they become lost, the police department can find those individuals really fast without having to do a huge manhunt and lots of hours put into that. The average response time for that is around 30 to 45 minutes. So obviously it's much more efficient. And that's a free service that the Autism Family Network provides.
And talk about how, like, over, obviously you've been owning a daycare for since 1993, but just how Autism Family Network has grown through different stages, though, and then where it's at right now. I know that the athletic department supports you guys and also other people with disabilities. Talk about the growth of not only AFN, but then also the recognize it, and then obviously it's become more hopefully mainstream.
Sure. AFN started in 2006 with a group of about six parents and a nurse from a local pediatric office, and HIPAA prevented her from connecting us. So she developed this support group network with just started with a handful of families. And now we serve between 500 and 1,000 families. Over 500 families receive our monthly newsletter. We also serve underserved rural communities outside of Lincoln. We've served people in other states that come to us for advocacy. We've grown significantly in the last 20 years. Next year will be our 20-year anniversary.
And do you have anything planned for 20 years?
We're hoping to put a gala together.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, I know that when you plan stuff, you start planning, get it done, on to the next one.
That's
right.
Correct.
It's always constantly working to improve things. And once again, April 12th out at was it Sand Hills Global Event Center, right?
Yes.
84th and what is it?
Almost 84th and Havelock.
Yeah, 84th and Havelock, really right across the, I guess, 84th to from the Mercado.
Yes. So, and really, it'll start at the Global Event Center at the Sand Hills Global, and then we'll run on the Shanda Dixon Trail through Mahoney Park.
Right.
And loop back, and that's a 5K.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. How many participants are going to be dressed up? Most of the runners or most of the workers and volunteers?
I know the workers and volunteers will, for sure. And sometimes we get some runners in there that like to participate for the costume contest.
Right. Austin? Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. You a 2000s?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't have much thematic wear, so I'd probably have to be 2010s and just bust out like an Andrew Luck jersey or something. Probably.
Yeah, he's a big Colts fan.
Oh,
so, yeah.
I just don't have much thematic gear is the thing.
He's too young.
Yeah. You could always do like Christian Leitner with the...
Oh, I do have a 90s Duke starter jacket.
There you go.
Yeah. See? I'll do 90s.
There you go. Deal. There you go. Once again, Kathy, what's the website just for AFN? So I think it's also, I'd like to point some of our listeners to AFN's website is also, as well as the registration for the race, but more importantly, AFN website. So when they feel that they can donate outside of an event.
Sure. Our website is autismfamilynetwork.org. And we do have a couple of donate tabs where you can donate via PayPal or Venmo.
Okay. And then do they have to, for this right here, for a sponsorship, do they have to specifically in the, I guess, was it memo?
In the Get Me Registered site, it does a lot for you to choose a sponsorship level. Yeah.
So it's Jay and Austin proof then, essentially.
Perfect. Yes.
What are other events you have potentially coming up in 2025?
We're going to have our second annual golf tournament sponsored by Action Plumbing and Heating in September. And I don't know the date offhand. And that will probably be at the Highlands Golf Course again this year. We will have our Christmas parties and our Halloween party. We'll have our swim nights at Star City Shores in the summer. Hopefully a conference again in August.
One thing I want to ask is when or if do you get to take a break? Because every time I see you, it's like you're busting a move.
I'm highly motivated and I don't sleep a lot. I sleep about 5 hours a night. That's all you need, really.
Yeah. And so there is no break, right? You're like,
no.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It does. It comes through your work. I could tell you this firsthand. I've seen you in action, and Austin knows. When you do it with passion, you do it for the right purpose, it always works out for you. And he's actually really, really grown for the few years that I've known you. So
one of the unique things about the Autism Family Network that I like to brag about is nobody takes a paycheck, because every dollar that we raise goes directly back into the programs for the people in the community that we serve.
Yeah.
And that I'm very proud of, because all of us are basically passionate parents that are board members. And we're doing it for the right reason, like you said.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing is like, not just with AFN, but just anything that you have going on. Like, you know, for me, I got some medical stuff going on. Just finding, you know, you guys had a support group, but just getting people on the phone this day is hard. And I always wanted to ask you, you know, how special it is from when you think of it, you guys started a support group, which generally support group generally is your friends and family, but it's a part of with almost kind of strangers, and now it's grown here to almost on the cusp of your 20-year anniversary. But to all the leaps and bounds you've taken, how special is that when you do take a couple minute break to look back and it's like, you know what, this has really grown into something special, and it continues to grow though too, which also I don't want to go understated.
I think one of the most enjoyable parts of this journey has been all the connections I made with people and helping people, because I've gone through it personally, and I can help people with the roadmap that I created with my own son, who's going to be 22 this year. And so it's like a different language when you're in our community. Nobody knows about different services that are provided on a federal level versus a state level versus a local level. And that's what we kind of like to help people do, is navigate that.
Is the biggest thing that you see is just the education piece? Because let's just say, for, you know, obviously I'm from Minnesota, but obviously the things that led a local level is different. Maybe, I don't know, maybe in Minnesota versus Nebraska, is that the biggest thing? Because I could move here potentially and think, okay, well, it's just like everywhere. But then you get here and you pick up a phone like, nope, this is different. Or if you leave where, you know, Nebraska, to even potentially maybe Omaha, or just right over the border, say Council Bluffs or something. Is that the biggest hurdle for a new family either coming here or getting, you're trying to get into the autism network?
Well, every state has their own waiver systems, and they're all unique in their own facets and different services that they provide. So if you did move here from another state, or you move out of Nebraska to another state, you have to relearn their system.
Right. So it's essentially starting over. And correct. And that's a big, like, task. And that is probably at the forefront of decision-making, right?
We get lots of calls from people that want to relocate to Nebraska for employment, but want to feel out the lay of the land before they make that decision to move here.
Right. And then on the flip side, does it affect if people might take employment somewhere that they've done the exact same thing, maybe not have the type of services, or don't know the lay of the land in another location?
And generally, when you move from state to state, you do have to start over on a wait list for a waiver, and you will have to reapply for SSI on a federal level too, once you leave your state boundary. So it does affect a parent's ability to move around.
Right. And the one thing is also, like, I've moved around a lot as a kid, and obviously through sports, is when you move or don't move, it's not just the, I guess I always call it your posse, which is, you know, your people inside your house. It's when they get older, or people that know you or not, because obviously with you being the head of AFN, if just, I mean, I know you most likely, I can't speak for you, but to say you decided to move, then that's essentially you're moving a big part of your company, let alone big somebody else moving here. So it's a life changing, which started out as a support group, which you've grown into a really, really great organization.
Thank you.
So, and that's just for me just talking. I mean, it takes, first of all, since 1993 with daycare, I could just, man, I mean, I know some days, man, you know what, Kathy, I think I'm not a big drinker. I know I got a decent bottle of wine. I'll make sure you get it on it. Like, I know I love Caesar, by the way. That's my dude. He doesn't, you know, we're both the same because we don't say anything. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's kinda pretty quiet.
Right. We could just sit there and have a great time and probably say five words. I like it because he knows, you know, we're good. I'll give it to him. I'll get you guys a bottle of wine that I have probably, you know, hopefully it's aged well.
So, perfect.
Appreciate you stopping down once again. April 12th, 8 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. kickoff. We'll tweet out and put it up on the ticket website. 10th annual Capital City Autism Run. Appreciate you again stopping down, Kathy.
Thank you for having me.
With that being said, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk a little combine news with Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.